Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. You got that written down, right? 855-993-7569. I know, every once in a while you have to sort of look at something in your phone, right? And those, I know those letters are very small. But you can always check out the website, and it's got both the numerical and the alphabetic. The alphanumeric, no, alphanumeric, well, alphanumeric is obviously both. So one is numeric, the other is alpha. Beta, never mind. All right, you get the point. Listen, I'm not going to mess around right now because I have both Tracy and Anna who were smart enough to break the code to call very early. So I'm going to get to both of them one at a time. Unless they, well, no, one at a time. Tracy, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Yes, I just have a, I listen to you on podcast. I just have a comment on, I believe yesterday, on tipping.
Okay.
I know in the state of Illinois, and it might be different other places, that waitresses and waiters don't get their hourly rate that they get paid is not the same rate as the dishwasher.
Right.
The pay, so that is why the tipping.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying it's more or less?
The waitress gets paid less hourly. Their paycheck, exact paycheck, the hour rate, they have, and then they can keep track of their tips. And if they don't make minimum wage, they can make that employer pay them the extra amount. They don't get minimum wage for their hours.
See, are you a waitress in Illinois by any chance?
No. I live in Illinois. I grew up, there's four of us kids, and my mother waitressed our whole life.
Yeah.
And the last I knew, and I don't know how many years ago, but they were, the hourly rate was only $2 and something.
Wow.
On the paycheck. Their tips made up the difference.
Well, so does the employer just take it on faith that, because most tips, well, I guess some tips are on credit cards, some are on cash, but did your mother just keep track of how much cash she was given or how the tips and then turn it into the, were there ever months where she didn't make minimum wage on her tips?
She did not. My mother always worked in more of a high-end restaurant. So
okay.
She always made more than
minimum wage.
Correct. So she never kept track. But the waitresses, say, in a little small hot
dog, a diner or something,
are making a lot less tips than she would have. So they can. Most waitresses probably do not keep track because they probably do end up making more than minimum wage. But their hourly rate that they're getting paid is not the same as the dishwasher in the back.
Right, so is your mom still alive?
No, she passed away.
Okay, if you could read her mind, would you think she'd be in favor of that system, or would she prefer having minimum wage?
Absolutely not. She would be in favor of
the tipping.
Because she worked in a totally
different environment. Yeah,
more high end.
Yeah.
Now the person that works at the little diner might be totally different.
Well, it's an interesting idea, isn't it, that people could opt for one or the other.
But I don't think they can opt for it.
I'm sure they can't, because it'd be very confusing that, how do you keep tips away? If every tip is on a credit card, that's pretty easy to take care of, but a lot of tips are in cash, so
right,
I don't know. Go ahead.
Even here, if I pay by credit card, because I've asked, how do they get that tip? The ones around here where I live, they just give them that right at the end of the night in cash.
Yeah. Well, I've asked at places as well, and most wait staff, if you ask them, would you like me to put the tip on the credit card or cash, most prefer the cash. And one I mean, one tries not to think, well, maybe it's because they don't have to pay taxes on it. So, but I just know a lot of people tip cash, and a lot of people ask about whether they'd prefer. So it's an interesting issue. But you're saying, if I guess part of it is that I was working at a essentially a coffee shop when coffee was not as big a deal as it is now. And so if I got a dollar tip, that was a huge amount of money for a huge amount of work. I mean,
minimum wage, if not more.
Probably minimum wage. I mean, I was a kid as well, so that, you know, I was so glad to have any money at that point that I probably didn't pay as much attention. And I know at some places that I've worked that you split the tips, so you put all your tips in a tip jar, and it got split between the wait staff, the bartender. And bartender's tips went into the thing as well. And I think the I don't know if the dishwashers got the tips as well, but I think the cooks did. So it's a much more complicated issue than you think about it at first blush, isn't it? But that's an interesting perspective, Trace. Thanks for sharing it with us.
You're welcome.
All right, because we were talking, if you're just joining us, we were talking about tipping yesterday. And that at least a couple of restaurants in Seattle have decided to do the European plan, which is just add service, just a service charge of 20%, and there's no tipping. And I just asked people what they thought about it, and it was wildly desperate and disparate. And Trevor started out on one side, and I think I inadvertently convinced them of the other, which, again, is why they won't put me in a jury, convince anybody of anything. Okay, Anna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Just first of all, I cannot thank you enough for 15 years of service that you provided for me when I've been listening to you since you were on WOR.
Well, so, thank you, Anna. I appreciate that.
Very, very grateful. So long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome.
I have an ongoing problem with my mother, who is currently in Ukraine. She's always been in Ukraine. I immigrated 22 years ago at the age 21. I'm 44 now. And I go back to visit, and the relationship has always been very one-sided, dictatorial, pretty much since I was a child. My mom was a KGB psychiatrist, so maybe that has something to do with
it. Probably, yeah.
So the issue currently is, I'm planning a trip in September to go with my fiancé.
Okay.
My mom called me 2 days ago, and she started conversation. Listen to me. I ask questions, you answer. I talk, you listen. I had my 70th jubilee this year, and I demand that for my birthday, you give me all 5 days that you're going to be in Ukraine. You devote it entirely to me. Nobody else. You're not seeing your father. You're not seeing your cousins. You're not seeing your uncle. You're not seeing anybody. And she hung up.
Dear.
And there is no way to reach her back. She refuses to have cell phones. She refuses to have computer. Her home line is always disconnected. She is traveling around. She is impossible to get in touch with. I cannot even tell you how many times I went back to Ukraine and I was searching for her for 5 days out of the week of the time that I had to spend there. So that tells you the enormous...
Yeah, she's a little bit of a control freak, isn't she? Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of understanding.
Right. So,
sorry.
How long do you put? So, what before the dictatorial phone call? What was your plan about how much time you're going to spend with her?
Honestly, was to spend as much time with her as possible, but at the same time to spend an hour or two with my father, spend an hour or two with my uncle, spend an hour or two with my childhood friends. It's not like I'm going to, you know, have 100 relatives.
Yeah.
We're basically talking decision about seeing 5-6 people or just being one.
All right. How long were you planning to be? Let me put you on hold. When we come back, tell me how long you plan to be in the Ukraine. Does she know that you're bringing your fiance? We'll get this worked out. Honest. 855-993-7569. Look, for all of you who think you have controlling moms, but she could be worse. She could be a psychiatrist in the KGB. We'll return in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with Anna. And I must tell you that my daughter's going to view you as a gift because she thinks it's really tough to have me as a mom. And I'm just going to tell her, look, at least I'm, not in the KGB. So thank you for that. She'll be very grateful to you. All right, so
you're
let's
welcome.
Go back.
A little talk and I can repay you for all the years of help.
Well, there you go. Now we're even. Okay, so what was your plan for your trip? How long were you planning to be in Ukraine?
Well, that's coming down to decision whether even to go to Ukraine under the circumstances, because and this is my own issue, because If I agree to the her conditions of the ultimatum.
Well, let's not go there. Let's not go there yet, because you don't want to be in a position where you're playing all or nothing. Because all or nothing means you lose. No matter what happens, you lose. If you don't go, basically she's controlled your destiny at that moment. And you're going to feel terrible about it. If you do go and follow her rules, she may feel happy, you're going to be unhappy. So, either case, you end up losing. So let's not look at either of those alternatives. Let's not look at you canceling, and let's not look at you necessarily going along with her demands. So the question is, that's what I'm trying to figure out, is where our wiggle room is. So before the phone call, what was your plan? How long were you going to go?
My plan was to arrive there in the afternoon, set in a hotel, go. She would be at the airport greeting us, you know, have dinner. Next morning, wake up, have lunch with my uncle and my cousin and my cousin's baby. Spend the afternoon with mom again. Next day, have lunch with my dad and his family and my half-sister. Spend the afternoon with mom again, and next day spend the whole day with mom, take her out to Carpathian Mountains, come back, and following day we leave it. So,
all right, so you're talking about 5 days total?
Correct, yeah. That was my plan.
Okay. Well, but let me tell you that even if mom wasn't kind of a control freak, it's going to make her feel like she's the hotel of mom, even though you're not staying there, and that she's kind of the sideshow. I mean, you're probably doing better. You probably would do better, and maybe this is the plan. If she didn't pick you up at the airport, it would be really easy, because what you do is you plan, instead of interspersing family members with mom's visit, you do all the family members like in a day. You see everybody in a day. And maybe one of the things that my mom used to do for me, because I have, when I go to Denver, I have a large family as well. And it turned out that I had a similar problem with my mom, and she's neither a psychiatrist nor in the KGB. So maybe it's just a mom issue. When I would say, well, I'm going to go visit a friend this afternoon, she would be very miffed. Well, I thought you came to see me. So what I finally learned to do was from the time I started with mom and dad when they were together, or mom and dad when they're separate, I would spend the entire day with them. So their time with me was completely unbroken. And so any plans I had with friends or with somebody else, I would plan either before or after my visit with them. So if mom didn't pick you up at the airport, it'd be relatively simple, in that you could just have maybe dad and your half-sister have an open house where you get everybody over there, spend the entire day, and then go to your mom, which in theory you can still do, but you could do it at the beginning or the end.
The problem is that she wants to be in the airport. What I mean, paying for the car service. It's not like she's driving to pick us up. She doesn't even drive. She lives in the city. She never driven. Yeah, I'm paying for the car service. She just wants this. This is what she wants.
Well, but that's all right. You're allowed to have a vote, too. And that's what I'm saying. You don't have to play all or nothing. What you can do is, presumably, you have an address for her, even if you can't email her or phone her, that says, Mom, I'm going to you choose. I'm going to spend a day with others, or I'm going to spend a day and a half with others. You're invited to come to any of the events, and the rest of the time I'm going to spend exclusively with you. Would you like it on these 2 days or those 2 days? Now, she may or may not respond to you, because the obvious thing about somebody who is as controlling as she is the obvious thing for her to do is not respond, at which point you just set it up however you want it to be set up. And given the fact that you're staying in the hotel, and that makes it a lot easier, because what you can just say is, Mom, I'll meet you tomorrow night at whatever time. And if she sort of makes a fuss about saying, well, if you can't spend the entire time with me, I don't want to spend any time with you, saying, Mom, you know, I came all this way, I'd really love to see you. And, you know, if you really, I'll come over tomorrow, and if you don't want to see me, I suppose you don't want to see me. In other words, kiddo, at some point, you got to learn to negotiate with her. And she's certainly not very easy to negotiate with. But playing all or nothing games is essentially her controlling you again. And what you really want to do is help her to understand that you love her dearly, and you're just not playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
So the clue is, I think, first of all, to condense both things, condense your time with her and condense your time with others so that neither intrudes on the other. Because that's, do you know, I don't know, do you have children?
I don't.
Okay.
I have three stepchildren.
Okay. Well, remember when you were a kid. The thing about, the reason I was asking that is the transitions are really, look, we understand transitions are hard because it's called happy hour for adults. What we say to adults is going from a business situation to a home situation is so stressful that you need to lubricate yourself with alcohol to be able to do it. That's what happy hour is really invented to do, is the transition. It's an acknowledgement that transitions are difficult. What I was going to do is if you remember when you were a kid and going off to school, the hard part wasn't being at school. The hard part wasn't being at home. The hard part was going from one to the other. And so, for example, when a parent calls me up and says, my kid cries and screams when I have to, you know, get him out of the car at school, I said, put him on the bus or have a neighborhood carpool where they go with other kids or somebody else takes them or dad takes them. So the transition happens essentially, the transition is more obvious, more discreet. And I think that's true with your mom as well. The issue isn't that you're going to see other people. The issue is that she feels that she's left, that you're there, and she's left by herself. So you're better to do all of that either before or after you spend the time with her. Because what she's just saying is, I want to feel like I'm really important to you. And she doesn't feel that when you, with your schedule. And your schedule, unfortunately, with all the best intentions in the world, is going to exacerbate the problem. Because you spend some time with her, then some time with somebody else. Some time with her, then some time with somebody else.
That's a good point.
And it won't work because she's constantly having to transition, as are you. So it'll work much better to put all the time with her together so she feels it's really special, and all the time with other people discreet so she doesn't really have to acknowledge it. She doesn't have to be aware of it.
That's
Which doesn't mean you hide it from her. You're just not rubbing your nose in it. You're not saying, okay, I've had it. Because what she's seeing, kiddo, is that Anna could only deal with me in short bursts, which may be true, but it's just not helpful.
Yeah, it is very true. Yeah, it's
just not helpful.
That's partially, yeah.
So instead of sort of spicing the visits with mom with the seasoning of other people, it just won't work. That try doing it the other way and saying, Mom, you can choose. I'll either spend a day with all the other relatives and then 3 days with you, or I can spend 3 days with you and then a day with the relatives. Which would make you happier? And if she doesn't get a response, you choose which would make you happier.
Okay. Thank you so much. That has been enormously helpful. Really,
well,
really appreciate it.
Send me a postcard from the Ukraine.
Okay, will do.
Have fun. Bon voyage. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, yesterday, because of the issues that Tracy was talking about, of tipping, we had not finished up yesterday's, and we got a bunch more comments, and Manny really didn't get a chance to weigh in on tipping. So, Manny, do you have any? As mentioned, there's a couple of restaurants in Seattle that have stopped tipping and just add a service charge of 20%, with the idea being that it, number one, offsets the minimum wage, and number two, it means that they can, that the people in the back have always, as Tracy pointed out, there's always been a disparity between what the wait staff makes and what the people in the back make, and this is a way of trying to kind of even that gap out a little bit. Do you have any feelings about it one way or the other?
Yeah, I mean, the way I've always looked at it, and we kind of talked about this during one of our last couple of breaks here, is the way I've always looked at tipping is, you know, for me it's always been, you know, if the waiter or waitress goes, you know, kind of above and beyond their job. Like, it's not, I don't think it should be something that is mandated, because it is, to me, I've always looked at it as kind of an extra type of thing.
All right, so if I'm your waitress, and all I do, I'm perfectly competent, but I'm not particularly friendly. I'm not unfriendly. I just do a functional job. There's nothing bad about it, but there's nothing particularly exemplary. Are you telling me you wouldn't tip me at all?
I probably would tip you, but probably wouldn't tip you very much.
How much would you tip me, do you think?
Probably, I don't know, I hate to put a percentage on it. I guess it just depends on the amount of the bill, and I don't know. It's,
well, I mean, you're talking about 10% or...
Yeah, probably 8 to 10%, I guess.
Okay. So you're just saying that you view that somebody bringing you food is worth 10% more than the bill, assuming that they don't refill your water, that they're not terribly friendly, that they're not unfriendly. They're just doing kind of a workmanship job as a, you know, kind of a turnkey job. That there's nothing bad about it, but there's nothing particularly exceptional. You just say that you'd automatically add about 10% to the bill.
Yeah, and I don't even know if I would say automatically. I think it just kind of, I don't know, it's hard to really measure or determine.
Have you ever not tipped anybody anything in a restaurant?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I've gotten bad service or, you know, if the waitress, you know, the waitress was rude and not very, you know, didn't do a very good job, you know, I didn't tip her at all, no.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to not tip anybody just because, I mean, to me, I feel like it's something that's you go out and earn it. I mean, you know, taking our order and bringing us our food, that's the way I've always looked at it, is that's
your job.
Yeah, that's what your job is. But if you're friendly and you're interactive with us and, you know, you're remembering things and
fill up my water glass.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to ask you to do that. You should be able to notice that, oh, my glass is just about empty and, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's if you go on above and beyond, you know, the job. If you make me remember what you did, I think that helps with
memorable. That's a good way of thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's memorable. Okay. Alrighty. So let's see what other people thought. We had stopped with Shannon's comment yesterday.
Yep. We continue on with Bruce, and
balls.
Bruce says, "I do believe in tipping, but I don't think the percentage makes sense. If I eat in an upper scale restaurant where the meal might cost $100, just to pick a number, and I eat in another restaurant, the meal is $20, but both servers work equally hard and provide similar service, I don't see why the server in the less expensive establishment should not earn the same as the other server. I use a flat rate that covers service that is good or better."
Well, but I'm curious what the flat rate is, because on a $20, the 20% would be $4. On $100, 20% would be $20.
Right.
So what do you do? I mean, do you overtip on the $20? Maybe give them $5, which would be, and maybe $5 on $100. I mean, obviously, the food for a $100 meal, you're probably talking about additional courses. I'm just trying to think. I'm not sure I've ever had very many $100 meals.
And that's why, for me, like, I don't really like the percentage thing either. I mean, because for me, it's all in...
Well, how do you do with that? All right, so what would you tip? Let's say it's really good service. What would you tip on a $20 meal?
Probably like $5 or $6.
Okay.
If it's really good service.
Got it.
And
okay. What would you tip on a $100 meal that was really good service? So you can't do $5 or $6.
Right. Yeah. No.
You see the problem.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to say because I never really eat anywhere where my bill is that high. But but no, I mean that totally makes sense. I mean, it's,
you see, it gets a lot more complicated than you think it is.
And really, I mean, just from a mental standpoint, I mean, the higher the bill, you do feel sometimes a little tempted to tip a little bit higher just because the bill is higher.
Well,
but
yeah, but
I've never
you can see why percentage actually I think makes the most sense is that
I guess for me, I've never really thought about a specific percentage. I mean, it's not,
okay,
for me, it's not like I'm not going to say, you know, well, this person only earned a 3% tip.
Yeah.
This person earned a 17% tip. I mean, it's just kind of, I guess it's just kind of every, I think every case is different.
You just look at the dollars. Okay,
because
I think part of it is that around here, as I said, that a common the usual tipping that I grew up with was 15% for good service, 20% for exceptional service. And nobody ever talks about bad service because I guess most of us are more intimidated by the idea of not leaving a tip at all. And around here, because I think tax is 8.25%, that it's very common, especially for people who are not math majors, to just double the tax.
Yeah, because here in Minnesota, I think it's 7.5% now.
So that would be, yeah.
Years, but,
so it'd be 15% by just doubling it.
Just double whatever the tax is on
your and so that takes care. So it's, and if you look at a lot of restaurants now have suggested tip, and they'll have 18% and 20%. Cabs now, where you could now use your credit card, say tip, and they have you the 15%, 18%, and 20%. So there's clearly an ethos that says this is sort of the appropriate tip. Now a cab driver, I'm not sure why tipping, and all of us do it. I mean, I think the assumption that they would back over us if we didn't or take our luggage. That a cab really, why are we tipping a cab driver? I mean, we get in their car and they drive us someplace, and I'm not sure exactly where that came from. It's very common, and I can't imagine not doing it, but still.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what other folks have said. It turns out to be a lot more complicated than you think it is, because it has to do with status, it has to do with power, it has to do... I think that the whole thing gets demeaning very quickly if you're not really careful. And I don't even know how to make it non-demeaning, to be quite honest. Okay, let's go ahead.
Scott says, at a pricier place, the servers are held to a higher standard, thus a better tip is usually warranted.
See, Manny? He's talking to you, darling. Okay, let's see what else we got. He anticipated you.
Richard says, I'm already paying $1.75 for a Starbucks donut and $2.201 for a tall. I feel that's expensive enough. I couldn't afford a tip on top of that every morning.
Well, and that's cheaper than around here, I think. I think around here the donuts are like $2.50 and the talls are like $3.75 or something. So I'm going to come to wherever you are, but that was the other thing we're talking about is tip jars. And there'll be one at Starbucks, but they don't have them at Mickey D's or Burger King, which we're probably going to be talking about next hour as well. Okay. See, everything's interwoven. Everything is connected.
Don just says, he says it's just tradition.
Yeah, see, it is. It's tradition in America. It is not a worldwide tradition. In Europe, it's not.
It does at times kind of feel like it is just kind of a formality where, you know, if you go out
absolutely
somewhere where, you know, you just... It's you just tip your server.
You just basically in my head, whatever the bill is, you have to add 25%, which includes tax and tip.
Mm-hmm.
So and 25% is a quarter. I mean, that's a lot to whatever your meal costs. It actually whatever you think it costs, it costs 25% more than that.
Adeline says, as I read the comments above, it shows how important it is to tip. As so many people do not tip. I'm thinking that they really don't know how the system works. I tip 20% standard and more for great service. If the service was lousy, I tip 10%.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've ever tipped anybody. I think it's not even moral. I think I'm just a coward. But I've sort of said this was unacceptable or something like that. I'll leave them some money. Someone actually cut off my hair. I said I want an inch cut off, and they cut off 4 inches, and I still tipped them. I never went back. But you know, I think I'm a tipping coward. What can I tell you? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're dealing with the naughty, that's K-N-O-T-T-Y as opposed to N-A-U-G-H-T-Y, problem of tipping. And it turns out to be a little more complicated than one would think. The question is not only how much and when, but under what circumstances and what is the ulterior meaning and is it a good thing or a bad thing, and lots of stuff that might not have necessarily occurred to any of us off the top of our head. But that's one of the nice things about being able to chat about it with each other is that we find facets that we might not have necessarily understood. hence the word fascinating. I know they're spelled differently. Okay, let's go back and finish up some tipping.
Peggy says, I'm against it, but I do it anyway. We pay enough already for the meal, but then again, I'm poor.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. As you can hear, I don't view myself as all this intimidated, but as I said, somebody whacked off part of my hair, and I was outraged, but still tipped them. So, what can I tell you?
David?
I figured they had scissors. They had sharp implement. I didn't.
David has quite a lot to say. He says, tipping has been a family thing passed on by generations. The problem these days is that so many traditions are not being passed down. There are groups of people who just don't know and were never taught to tip. Always tip your delivery guy, especially in the winter. Counter people are not supposed to act like they don't want to be there. You usually don't tip bad attitudes, ever. But if you can tell that someone is going out of their way to help you, chit-chat for the 30 seconds of contact, then there's nothing wrong with tipping them. The idea of tipping was supposed to be the wage increase incentive. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it. Think about what happens with the straight 20%. If all 20% goes back to the waitress, the incentive to sell becomes closer to commission now. Again, the more you put it, the more you put into it. Hey, would you like appetizers? The typical upsell just increases their own paycheck.
All right, let me tell you, I hear exactly what you're saying, but let me just deal with what you presented. Is in theory, you again tipping supposedly means to ensure prompt service. Okay. And let's just focus on the wait staff for a moment. The wait staff is dependent partially on the bellboy, or the busboy, who to fill your water glass, because most wait staff doesn't do that. Or again, it's going to vary from restaurant to restaurant and fancy place to non-fancy place, but in theory they're dependent on that. They're also dependent on the kitchen, and the kitchen can be multi-form. It can be both the cook and the person who gives the order to the cook. And again, when we're talking about fancy restaurants as opposed to simpler restaurants, because quite often when the wait staff gets blamed for the meal coming out slowly, it's really not the wait staff's problem, it's the kitchen's problem. And yet the kitchen doesn't really have any incentive for service, right? They're behind the scenes. They don't share in the tips, at least as the system is set up. And therefore, deciding to take a break or slow down or not getting the order correct so you really count on people having that inner compass of saying, I'm going to do a good job because it's important to me to do a good job. But, and for example, if my wait person, if it took a long time for them to get to my table, I am not amused about that. Especially if I see them chatting with another wait staff or whatever. But sometimes the reason they didn't get to me is they're just understaffed. There are too many patrons for the number of staff, which isn't their fault. It's management's fault, because management is just deciding to save some money. So that's and if the food doesn't come out of the kitchen very quickly, the person you're going to blame is not the kitchen. It's going to be the wait staff, because that's the person with whom you have the connection. So. There's no incentive for those other people because they're not sharing in the tip. So if the wait staff who's smart, I think will either, number one, share their tips so they get, because if the water glasses are filled, if the bread is brought promptly, if the food comes out quickly, that they're going to be viewed as a better wait person, even though they essentially have nothing to do with it. So if I were working, if this was my primary job, I would make sure that the kitchen and the busboys got some of my commission, because if they make me look good and I get paid more, then they should participate in that, or they're not going to do it unless they're really very, very nice people who are completely selfless and nearly saintly. You may run into those kind of people, but I wouldn't count on it. And so it would seem to me that there needs to be some sense. Maybe you have teams. Because again, if I have a waitress that will come and say, look, I'm sorry, the kitchen's kind of backed up. Let me send you an appetizer. And that's happened. As opposed to a waitress who just figures, I'm going to get yelled at. you know, I'm not going to go anywhere near that table, or doesn't bother to check, or my favorite reason not to tip, and I honestly am not looking for reasons not to tip because you hear I'm a tipping coward, is the food comes out cold, which means it was sitting there and they didn't pick it up. Mm-hmm. That irritates the daylights out of me because that means it wasn't the kitchen. Kitchen did what they were supposed to do. That somehow my wait staff didn't do their job. So you can hear it's really not as simple because the wait staff, if my waitress was cooking my food, then I think tipping makes a huge amount of sense. Do they pay attention to how I want it cooked? Did they cook it? Did they get it out quickly for me? Did they check to make sure it was okay? But they don't. They're just the front man or the front woman.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. So you can hear why I think the service charge probably makes some sense. And people are saying, well, it defeats the point of essentially rewarding good service, but it doesn't. You can always add some more money if you want to. You can always give your waitress an extra $5 or you know, and I know people who've done that to the wine person, or even gone back into the kitchen and given to the cook or whatever. So there, you could always reward people more. But I think if that whole restaurant experience is viewed more as a team job, that probably everybody is going to perform better and feel better about it, and you're probably as a customer going to get better service, in theory, or not. I don't know. We'll have to try it out. All right, what else we got?
Last one here that came in from Doug just a couple of minutes ago. At a sit-down eatery, I tip 20% for standard service, 25% if it's excellent. For pizza or Chinese delivery, 20% unless it's a nasty night, then much more.
Yeah, I agree. I think delivering for people who have to get on those stupid bikes and come through the traffic is only fair. And you know those people are making no money because it's not like hopefully they're getting at least minimum wage. One is suspicious that they're not, you know, that they're so I agree. Anybody who has to, you know, go through the traffic or, God forbid, climb the stairs or, you know, try and collect the money from people and carry the food, I agree, deserves a tip. And essentially, they are your waiter at that point.
I have a tendency to tip more, too, if I can see that a server is, like, swamped. If they're working at, like, a ton of tables because, for whatever reason, the restaurant's short-staffed or whatever.
I agree.
I have the tendency to tip more, too, just because, I mean, they're working hard, you know?
They are working hard, as are we. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.